Can't talk right now. I'm doing craft beer shit. This is the perfect pour.
God dang it. I didn't think we would stoop to that level.
This is where we're at.
Oh, we stooped.
We've gone past a year of pandemic broadcasting. This is where we're at now.
That's right.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are resting the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
As always, we're going to be hanging out with you for approximately 90 minutes. That's the goal. We'll see what happens. We're going to be talking about beers we were drinking the past week, beers we're looking out for, and some beer culture news, and the listeners. We have the most, the bestest of listeners participating in the show. They always call us and give us things. I have no idea if there's voicemails or not. I should have checked before I started propping it up. We have the best listeners ever. Zero voicemails. Zero emails. Zero. So hopefully there's going to be something here later on. And before the show, we started with a beer, tailgating beer. And I opened up one from Knee Deep Brewing Company. Sacramento area's Knee Deep. And Tree City Haze is a Citra heavy New England style pale.
Oh.
We've pretty much gotten away from this, I believe, donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Thank you, Wazoo. We're pretty much gotten away from just calling things New England style at this point, right? And the term hazy is just taken over. It's just a catch-all for everything now. New England's like nobody talks about New England style anymore, bro. Just like nobody talks about East Coast IPAs anymore. Remember those? East Coast IPAs?
Nope.
Do you pine for the old East Coast IPA days?
Yeah. Back when they didn't have all that mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
They were just
malt. Malt bombs.
Unhopped malt bombs.
Like, oh, East Coast. What are you doing? Oh, Matt, what do you have there? What are you drinking?
It's not. Oh, I can't even think of it now. Well, no. It like trying to think. It's like a movie or something, but where they're like it's. But basically, it's called Quadraphonic Stereo West Coast Double IPA from Bike Dog Brewing Company. Whoa. I was going to be like, it's not hydromatic.
Quadraphonic.
Stereomatic.
Man. What makes the stereo quadraphonic? Is that like four woofers? Like four woofers? That's what's going on, four woofers? What's quadraphonic?
Yeah, wasn't that four channels instead of just traditional stereo?
Four channels.
Two channel stereo, the first version of surround sound.
Dude, this is quadraphonic. So would you have to have four? Would you have four speakers if you had a quadraphonic system?
I believe so. Four of those would be woofers.
Would each speaker be doing its own thing?
Ooh.
Or each speaker have the same.
I guess you'd have to be recorded in quadraphonic to be played back.
Ah. The perfect pour now in quadraphonic sound.
Yes.
I've been Channel pretty one. Happy with my just my two speakers. I went from a.
I'm pretty happy with two.
I went from.
Yeah, but what if you had four?
Let me explain. So I went from a pair of powered studio monitors, which were pretty good, pretty neutral, and I switched up to a pair of vintage Infinity speakers, triple stack,
triple stack
woofer, woofer, mids, and tweeter.
Pancakes.
And I'm happy I did. It
yes.
It fills the room.
Well, I'm going to have to hear without, this.
Without annoying the neighbors so far.
Not what I hear.
Yeah. Well, insider information.
Somebody was learning next, how to play
Nextdoor app. They're you're a top of a discussion all the time.
Somebody was learning to play piano during the pandemic, and they quit that. So I think I'm good.
Wrong. You just crank it up a little louder.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding. Just think, yep. just be thankful you don't live next to a drummer. Oh God, that would be terrible. A drummer in a soundproofing.
Yes, that's the best.
Well, those drummers that have their garage door open. Oh,
hey, you guys got to hear this.
Everyone, hear this. Neil Peart is the best drummer ever.
Everyone hear my work. I'm gonna work on the metronome for the next hour, guys. Everyone get ready. Boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, boom, boom. It's my toms.
You gotta watch out for those people that work on cars. You know, it's like they take off the restrictor plate and you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's engine break-in day, guys. 20 minutes of revving at 2,000 RPM.
Attention neighborhood, I'm going to be breaking in my engine for the next 30 minutes, sorry.
You will hear smoke and loud popping for the next 20 minutes, do not call the fire department.
The shot caller technology, you're going to have 5 PDs roll up on you.
This is a backfire.
Oh man, that drummer guy is out in his garage again.
Really loud.
Yeah, thanks. Took the restrictor plate off, give the Red Dragon a little more juice. But let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal. Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Right.
So what's there's up? Your neighbor.
Oh,
mind
much.
Your fucking business, Mike.
I was kind of hoping we might get to those thank you nuts tomorrow night.
Oh. I brought you some iced tea. No, thanks. I got a fresh cold one.
That's right.
Oh, hey, Mike. Were you taking your trash cans out a day early, huh?
Well, sounds like I got an awful lot of glass in there. You've been having a couple parties?
What are you drinking, Nick?
I'm drinking my Wazoo ration for the week, which is Foam Walker from Moonraker Brewing. Imperial Ooh, Coffee Nitro Raker. Stout. Yeah. Contains lactose. I feel bad for my coworkers tomorrow. I am now.
Are you trying to say there's not many of you, and if you blow up the bathroom, they probably know it's you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Nick had his podcast last night.
Yeah. Another 20-minute conference call, huh? Okay.
Oh, I forgot my sunglasses in my car. BRB.
Just say this could have been an email. You guys asked for this. We could have just emailed, but no, had to do a meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're all good. We got our beers. We're ready to do show stuff.
Oh, crap. We haven't even started the show.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, we're late.
It's going to be one of those nights. Culture.
Hey, who wants to start us off? Let's go with Nick.
Me, I'll do it. Unless I missed it, I believe we forgot to talk about the famous Yosemite Firefall happening last month.
Pretty much last week.
And Tioga's beer named Firefall.
Firefall Red.
Yeah.
Firefall is a natural anomaly, either proof of God or proof of Mother Nature, whichever a path you'd like to walk down. But a certain time of the year, the sun breaks through the valley just perfectly, so it hits I think it's only a few days, maybe a week, where it hits the waterfall just right, where it looks like the waterfall is on fire. And it's one of the greatest sights you'll see in Mother Nature.
It's kind of like one of those old Egyptian tales or old early 90s, late 80s movies where it's like the sunlight is supposed to hit like a certain spot and like activate something or like reveal a secret spot in the map where it's you're like supposed to go.
It's right. Indiana Jones in the real life. Hidden. So apparently the Ark's hidden behind the falls. Yosemite Falls.
Yep.
Is it Bradville or Yosemite Falls? It doesn't. It's one of them. There's lots of waterfalls in Yosemite, guys. Go check it out. If you're a big waterfall buff, you got to go check out Yosemite National Park.
And then ski down Half Dome.
It says Horsetail Fall.
Okay. Sure.
I haven't read the article, but I heard some guy was like, yeah, I'm going to ski down Half Dome. And you're like, you shouldn't do that. And they're like, yep.
Sir, you shouldn't do that. No, I'm going to do it.
Okay. El Capitan.
That was the first person to ski down Half Dome. That happened too.
Yay.
And probably should be the only person.
Yeah. No reason to do that again. Somebody did it. They can say they did it now. Shut it down.
It's whether or not, or sorry, it's not whether they could, but it's whether they should.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, watch this.
Hold my beer.
Hold my hat. I'm
going to spend 5 hours going down a mountain.
Hold my hat.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh, that's just an infomercial. Side effects could include death or...
Yeah.
or death. Or injury. What's happening, Nick?
In other Fresno nature news, we are in blossom season. The southern... I guess everywhere, but most popularly known, the southern... part of Fresno County in the Sanger and Reedley regions are the Blossom Trail. A local brewer takes it upon himself to do a family style portrait session with him and his beers on the Blossom Trail.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it made it outside of Fresno, but it made Fresno news. A Tac Ops Brewing employee did a photo shoot with himself and beer and his beers on the Blossom Trail. So very popular thing to do in the Valley, but I don't believe anybody's done it like this before.
Yeah. There's a 1 week in the Valley where it's a photographer's dream of all the orchards just blooming perfectly. And it makes for cool backdrop for pictures.
I had a regular of mine come in and he was just like, you know, it'd be good. He's like, if you just put a bunch of breweries along the Blossom Trail. So it's like, you can see the sites and then stop at the breweries. And it's I was like you're okay. Yeah.
What do we do?
I believe what he's thinking of are called wineries. He's looking for wineries.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what do you do for the other 11 months, sir? What happens then?
When everything's dead and brown.
Yeah. I'm not going to drive out to the middle of an orchard in the August to go to a brewery.
You can make it the pumpkin trail, the the Easter egg trail.
The pumpkins this year, Odie.
The Christmas part two trail.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody remembers that Simpsons ale episode. Trail. It worked out.
Remember the ale trail? No, nobody remembers that.
Who?
What? What else, Nick?
Blah, blah, blah. Ballast Point is trying to make a clear, hazy IPA.
Finally.
Finally.
So they're making a West Coast IPA?
Making a West Coast IPA. Well,
so, I mean, no, that's a real thing. That we have IPAs that are... cold crash is not the right word, but it's without filtering it, but you let the particulates drop out to where there's a slight haze, but it's technically not filtered. There's a term.
It'll come to me. Centrifuge. I'll think about it. Do you put it through the centrifuge, bro?
That's the easy way. Centrifuge. Yeah. You can pick your haze level like a little knob.
Ticky, ticky, ticky.
Dial it up to 11.
This one goes to 11 haze.
Yeah, what's the haze level for 11?
It's not conditioning. It's not cold crashing. It's, there's a term for it. God dang it.
It's a really cool term, too.
Cold ship.
I'm just going to throw out.
Cold.
Cool ship. No.
Gonna throw up brewery.
Cool shit, bro.
Tarawa. Cold filter. Cold transfer.
Cold transfer.
Aged on oak.
Yeah.
Randall. We'll put it through Randaller? Randaller? Randall?
Randaller.
Remember Randling beer?
I do. Those are the good old days.
Remember draft beer?
Do you remember if you got the right beer at a restaurant?
Oh, man. That's just one of the sadder things that we've been without for this past year, suspecting that the waiter brought you the different beer than you ordered. But it's not so dramatically different that you can say something about it. You're like, I think this is wrong, but maybe it's not. Maybe this beer is just terrible.
Yeah. It was a bad setup. Yeah. Did I order the wrong beer? Did I receive the wrong beer?
We'll just drink it.
Thanks. Did Whole Foods substitute my order?
Thanks, Eureka Burger.
Are you sure this is Kern River? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Stone Brewing, sure.
Let me check.
And man, speaking of missing things, what about what are all those chalkboard artists doing these days? Nobody's mentioned them lately.
Yeah. Hope they're getting they're on the relief fund.
They got relief.
Mm-hmm. COVID relief. Biden's all over artist. That was day one. Biden's like, first off, checks to chalkboard all the artists. Chalkboard artists out there in the breweries. Right, fuck, this guy is liberal. Oh.
Taking liberal arts to a new level. I don't know if you guys have this on your list, but Hops Hound tells us Boneyard was bought out by Deschutes.
Yeah, I did have that on my list. Yeah, Deschutes. Okay. It's okay. Indie buying indie. It's fine. And they're in town. The Boneyard's in the same town as the Schutz. The Schutz's like, you know what? Rather than going the whole rigmarole of making another location, let's just buy somebody else's location.
Let's just buy it. Yeah, it looks fine. Maybe there's a housing shortage in Oregon too, so the Schutz had to buy a Boneyard. Buying a brewery is cheaper.
It's either
a
Boneyard or that
buying a house.
Blockbuster. We'll just buy the Boneyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said.
Oh, isn't the last Blockbuster in
Oregon? It's in Bend.
Oh, Bend.
I think. Yeah, they said they're not changing classic buyout. Even if it's indie by an indie, they still do the same thing. Like nothing's changing at Boneyard.
Yeah, we're retaining the original staff.
Everything's same. Don't worry. Okay. Hey, Matt, you jumped. Hey, we're supposed to open in unison, Matt.
Hey, fellas, I think it's time for a new beer.
Okay.
Ha, ha, ha.
I'll go get it. While Matt talks, or I'll turn on the fridge mic. What the hell? See, ooh, hear that? Hear that refrigerator hum?
There it is.
Fridge mic. Hey, I'm back.
Hey, Jen.
I love
you guys.
Gold.
Get the idea. Ready? Ready?
Actually,
ready?
I don't.
I love gold. A new beer.
How's that,
entering the show. All three of us are drinking the same beer. Very rare these days. What do we got here, Matt?
We have a blast from the past. We have Mount Whitney Extra Pale Ale from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company in Fresno, California. Known to be one of the older beers from Tioga. Was last seen spring summer of 2019. Wow. Trade secret. Wow. It was supposed to hit fall winter of 2019. There was supposed to be a freshie that never happened. Then the pandemic happened. There was a galaxy version of Mount Whitney that popped up, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is the Tradish real deal.
Kurdish.
No cut, no corners cut. Mount Whitney.
Wow.
Extra pale ale. Heavy on the melon.
Yep.
I'm very hop forward. Dare I say, it almost has, if not has, the same amount of hops as you would find in a Sherm, but coming in at a cool 5%.
Oh. So, how did that happen?
Go green. You know the brewers, they're like
green bill, bro.
They have this bucket of hops and they go, oh, oops.
Oh,
fell in.
And they have the action of accidentally pouring in everything. You know.
Yeah. Well, I got this.
Then the bigwigs are like, hey, it's not in our budget to grow my hops.
They're like, fuck you, man. I'm part of the creative process. I'll do what I want.
Wow.
Brewer's going. Brewer's they're like, I don't deal with numbers. That's your job.
It's your job, man. Nobody ever told Picasso, hey, bro, too much paint.
We can't afford that. Easy.
Whoa.
Easy on the burnt umber, bro.
So much paint on that.
Man, this does it feels like I'm getting taken back. Deja brew.
So yeah, there you go.
All right, can Nick laugh? That's not bad.
Oh god, how has somebody's dad not started that brewery?
Do what? I'm gonna start a brewery, hud. Yeah, okay, dad. Yeah, it's gonna be called Deja Brew, huh? Deja Brew.
You feel like you've had this before? You ever feel like you had this before?
Yeah.
Is it owned by Michael Keaton in the 80s?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Mom Imperial Stout.
Ooh. Where are they? Imperial IPA.
Where are they?
Where's mommy put the diaper?
Rachel Red Ale.
Oh, man. He almost got in there. He almost went with that. Came real close. He had the original mirror talk, like way before Pulp Fiction did the mirror talk. He had the mirror talk.
Wow.
You look in that Mr. Mom. Watch. He has that talk with himself in the mirror about not hooking up.
What style of beer would it be? Would be it's showtime.
It's showtime.
Are you on IMDb too?
Hey guys, back to the podcast. Get off your
On a subject. This is very important.
We need puns. We need puns.
So now we're doing Mr. Mom theme, a brewery theme beer names.
Oh, Birdman. It could be Beardman.
Mm. Oh, or Michael Keaton beer names. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you're interested.
I'm Batman.
He did a lot of shit. What the hell's going on here? Pacific Heights?
Oh, yeah.
Pacific Hops?
Scary movie.
Too easy. Batman. What would be the Batman of beers?
The Batman. I'm the Batman.
Black IPA.
Coffee Blonde.
Mm-hmm. Cascadia Dark Ale.
Dark as Night.
Cascadia Dark Ale.
Donny Dangerous. Everybody loves Herbie Fully Loaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the dad. He's always the dad, but he was the dad.
He's always the dad.
If you've never seen Multiplicity, just watch it. Just
do
it.
Oh, Multiplicity. Hmm.
Or the
Triple IPA.
Ooh, oh, yes.
There you go.
No, wouldn't that be quadruple? Because there was four of them.
Oh, quad IPA. Damn.
Yep.
What happened to the quad IPAs? Where are they at? Where's my quads?
Where are the quads, man?
Gosh, what was the the car, the car production movie that they made.
That's
Tucker.
No.
No.
Little, no. Dang it. Some Batch. That was like right after Mr. Mom. That was like his post Mr. Mom movie. That was, I think it was Ron Howard was involved in that, wasn't he? God dang it. I don't know. You guys are on the IMDb. Forgetting them all about this show. The listeners sitting there like,
I don't have any trailers here.
The listeners just
the squeeze.
Nope. The listeners just sitting
touch
here.
Touch and go.
Nope. Sitting Gun there home. Like, wow. There, yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's the car movie.
Listeners like, I wonder when they're going to get back to the show. I guess we're just all going to sit here and chill out in the Keaton land.
Wait.
Don't say Beetlejuice three times.
What's the other movie where he's the...
What'd you say?
Beetlejuice.
Oh. And what are we not supposed to say?
It had Danny DeVito. And somehow he got like involved in some big like company. What
Danny
was it called?
DeVito? What?
It had Danny DeVito in it.
Does IMDb do pairings? Can you like look up two actors and it'll tell you what movies they've been in together?
I think so.
Damn it. He was like just some guy that randomly got hired. He somehow got promoted, and there was like a it had the Honey I Shrunk the Kids guy. He was like always freaked out, just like on edge, and ended up dying. Oh God, what was that movie?
Jack Frost.
Way off. Way off.
Jackie Brown.
Nope.
My life.
Yeah, I hate to do this, guys, but we gotta, you know.
What? Are you stopping a tangent? Are you tangent breaking us?
Tangent break.
Tangent break. Wow. Okay. Fine. I don't know where to go from here.
This is this show likes to settle in it. We like to settle in it. We get in it and we settle in it.
Somebody is screaming.
I don't even know how we got here.
These frequencies, right, all the air, the stuff that's playing through your speaker right now, that's free. Okay, there's no rules. I don't have to like pop, pop, pop. We don't have to do all that. We can just sit in it. And right now we're sitting in it, and we're figuring shit out. We're working it out together. We're all friends here. We could just work things out, and we'll get back to the beer. We'll get. We're just gonna work it out. We're just hanging out. I mean,
I don't even know how we got here.
397 episodes. It's just going to get weird.
Yeah. I got a new bottle opener in my collection.
Yep. I'm here for that content.
Beer related. The cousin really wanted you to make sure, really wanted you to have that. So.
Wow.
I'm happy it made it to you.
You guys prompted me to get an electric can opener, and it has a bottle opener with it.
No,
Black and Decker. Supposed to
do that.
Oh, that's
Black and Decker.
You guys did it. Your fault. Now I've got an electric can opener on my counter.
Is it because I put it in the Discord?
Yep. Well, not because of Discord, because it was on the show.
No.
I haven't used it yet, but I got it.
Yeah,
but you're like, maybe it's this can. Oh, it's a pull top. Dang it.
Well, yeah, because I usually buy all my cans pull tops because it's annoying to open them. Just as an FU to the people that don't make pull top cans, I'll buy a brand that I don't like because it has a pull top. And then I talk to the other brands that are on the shelf. I'm like, next time, get a pull top, bro.
Wow.
But now pull that top. I've got this electric one,
Oh. So 2021, are we ready for a new type of beer holding device?
What? What?
Like, we've done bombers. They're gone.
They go.
Bottles are gone. Now we're in cans. Are we ready for something different?
What do you got?
I don't know. Impress brainstorming me. Right now.
Oh, we're brainstorming?
Yeah. Like, the Eureka Burger was doing bags of beer to go.
Are we ready for bags of beer? Yeah. It's not terrible, those bags of beer. Okay. It's not terrible.
Bags of beer?
I enjoyed my bag of beer I got last year.
Yeah.
But you know, you definitely got to be drinking it that day, or at least the next day, couple days.
ABC, always same, be drinking.
Yeah, always ABD. Be drinking. I mean, same as any growler, I guess. You don't want to get one a day.
But. Yeah, growlers, they came and went. Crowlers are here.
Yeah, it's all growlers next? Now, bro. Nobody growlers anymore.
Yeah. Tupperware. Can we Tupperware beer?
Nope. That's not going to work.
No.
Okay. Matt, are people bringing in growlers during this pandemic? Are people still growlering? Do they bring in growlers? Yes. Oh, okay.
What about the pitchers we used to have in the 80s where they had the push button in the middle of the top where you could seal it?
Oh, BYOP, yeah. Bring
your own pitcher.
Yeah. Those might work.
Also, I figured out the movie. I'm sorry. It was not Michael Keaton.
It does Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
I'm almost afraid to admit Twins. Who it was. I'm pretty sure Mike, you'll know the movie, though.
Oh.
The movie I was thinking of. His head office.
Head office? I don't know that one.
Oh, okay then. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on.
So we got to brainstorm new.
What's the next
holding devices for beer?
Cans are over. Kids, how about gallon milk jugs with the pour spout?
All right. Oh, the cardboard.
The cardboard ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm in on that. That's it. That's all I'm picking.
Okay.
Wax, that's where we're putting our money. Wax cardboard.
Wax cardboard. Think of the labels you can put on that.
Liters, half gallons.
Metric system. We're going all metric. We're going
metric.
Yeah. Going liters.
Is that it, Nick?
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Sure.
What is this? It's a 397.
Yep. Duh.
Blending into 398.
Can't you hear the professionalism here?
That's where the wheels start to fall off.
I was a big fan until 397. Now I'm like, no. I'll just go to the beerist and I'll be fine. They edit their show.
Whole Foods, if you are looking for classic label New Glory, Whole Foods is your friend right now.
Yeah, plenty.
Only for the vintage, tall boys.
Vintage label.
Vintage, if you like collecting can art, they are your source for vintage ales.
Good to know.
Yeah. We are approaching epic patio weather.
It's coming.
Therefore, you cannot get into any brewery you like, right?
Too packed. Have you tried this already?
Yes, Tuesday night farmers market. We tried to get into Barrel House and there was not a seat to be.
Barrel House is all popping now. Everyone's like, farmers is over.
Yeah. Texas is open. We're in California. We don't care.
We don't care. It's Texas over. Is open.
I feel like 20 years ago, they're like, we just need restaurants and water fountains. And then 20 years later, they're like, screw the water fountains. Where's the breweries?
Wow. Replace the water with beer.
Yeah.
Fountain. Yeah, fountains. We don't have enough fountains around here.
Yeah. What else, Nick? What are we talking about here, man?
Let's see. COVID planning. We are desperately trying to have our car show again this year. So we met with
Volkswagen at Madeira.
Yes. Unfortunately, the fairgrounds is a state funded organization. Ooh. So they must state. So we're in a little more trouble than usual. Does Madeira have any breweries yet?
Nope. I mean, Riley's technically is there, and they brew there, but it's not a tap room. And then they have a craft beer
there.
They have a beer bar, a small beer bar that has like six handles, and they got craft beer in there.
Sugar Pine Smokehouse.
No, that's the restaurant. They own that restaurant too, but they have a beer bar there in the same parking lot as the Home Depot. There's a beer
the bar Depot. There.
Is it between Home Depot and Bed Bath and Beyond?
Wow, shaping up to be a wild weekend.
So that's all Madeira has. So anyone wants to open up a tap room in Madeira, it's ripe for it.
You guys remember the meme that said have a wild weekend and it was Zach Wilde?
Yeah, W-Y-L-D-E.
Yeah. Wild. Where is that one?
Big old yellow Target guitar.
Yeah, yellow Target. Well, speaking of Target, they now have craft beer in caps.
Oh?
Yes. Ooh. Get you some almanac.
Whole end of Langenkugels.
The Langenkugels. There you go.
Zach Wilde. I can see it. Tomorrow we're going to get Zach Wilde's PR is going to email us. I heard you guys played some Zach Wilde on the show. Would you mind having Zach Wilde on? Would you ever think about having Zach Wilde on your show?
We have.
We have thought that. That's the email reply. Yes, we have thought that.
Oh, never mind. He's not interested anymore.
Oh.
No, you just got to think back to when Zach Wilde was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and that's all you need to know.
Wait, he was? Oh, I've got to catch that episode. I don't remember that one. Did he go to the pool?
Hey, what are you guys doing over there with Zach Wilde? Hey, you guys went over there with Zach Wilde. Me what?
Matt, do you have something? We're never going to get through this segment.
You want more? I'll come up with more.
Keep coming up with things. Just look at the internet and throw it out there.
That's right. What will you buy with your third stimulus check? How much beer are you buying?
I don't know if I'm going to get one.
Over that limit, Mikey makes seven figures.
Yep. That was me.
It's all those
don't you think I'd have some have some decent ice chests around here if I made that much money?
Yeah.
And one of those nice microphones that the beers have. Those fucking $500 mics Orca? And shit. Orca, what's that? You know,
that's the Yeti competition.
Oh. Are they like in the same price point as Yetis?
Maybe like, you know, 10% cheaper.
How many walls?
How many walls? Are you asking like triple walled?
Yeah. Get it by the microphone.
I want to hear it.
What?
We couldn't hear it. We could hear that you had it, but we couldn't hear it.
Do I have the right microphone hooked up?
Mm-hmm. Just crank it, bro. I want to hear more Miwad.
A 26 quart Orca is $239.
Ooh.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Your audio.
Need a drink? You want some pills? Maybe get some bitches?
No, I ain't doing this. I know what you mean. I'm not really feeling it because I can't feel like humans, you know? If only there was some way.
Hey, man, I don't know if it's that. I just think the song sucks.
Oh, is it that it sucks? Or you just want to go do, like, solo thing? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, maybe if I do that, I will. Hey, man, pull it out unless you're going to use it. Can I just say that when I ordered them, I had no idea they came armed with laser cannons? She probably charged me extra, too.
Yep. So there was Zach Weld. You got blown up by scorpions with rocket launchers. Typical Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I like Meatwad was doing a riff back there.
All right, so a Orca comes in a 26 quart for $239. Yeti has a 35 quart for $249.
Oh, Yeti. So, Yeti wins.
We can't really compare apples to apples here. See, Orca goes 26 to 40.
Stop trying to be Yeti, everyone. Trying to get in
Yeti
on that
goes
Yeti 35
money. 35 to 45.
There must be a lot of money in ice chests because everyone's got their own Yeti version.
Orca does not have a wheelie version. Yeti's got a wheelie version. But Tundra Hall. Oh, Matt needs this for his truck. It's the Tundra Hall card cooler.
Yoda 559.
I'm not part of that club, bro. I see those stickers in my neighborhood. I'm like, nope,
we'll do it, bro. Man,
I just got the dope Chevys in my neighborhood.
Yoda 559.
The dope Chevys.
I got dope Chevys in my neighborhood. I don't have Yoda 559.
You have the 2500 club?
Yeah. That's right. All the dads in their jorts and white socks pulling their trailers.
Going to Pismo this weekend. Gonna hit the dudes. Hey, man, you ever been to the dudes? You want to go to the dudes? Yeah.
Oh, no. KOA, bro. We got to go to the KOA camp.
We're going up home. We're going to go to the Lowe's.
You'll love it after Kettleman City. Kettleman City, we're going to drive 35 miles an hour, and we're going to hold up about 30, 40 cars behind us. It's
going
to be good.
We're going up Palm. We're going to hit the Lowe's. Maybe hit the lumber aisle.
I got a sweet spot at the dudes. It's a good spot. Sometimes you get stuck, but that's okay. Somebody will pull you out.
Hit Panda Express on the way, you know.
Ooh, Panda. Some orange chicken.
Yep. The black pepper chicken is really good, too.
Stop at Firestone. Take a dump there. You're not going to be able to take a dump out at the dudes.
Dumping at the 805, huh?
I believe this is the part where we realize we're on two different podcasts this evening. Sorry, Phil. Sorry, folks.
Oh, they had no clue. They thought the worst of it was Michael Keaton talk. They had no clue what they were in for.
All right, that just opened the door. What else, guys? Come on. Let's get through this.
So you gonna change everything to 220? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 110, 220. Yeah, whatever it takes.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Yep, that's how you know Mikey's a fan.
You get him to fill in the details, not just repeat the line, but add the nuances.
Oh, so I believe we were still in culture and myself.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't let Nick say any more stuff.
Oh, I got more.
No, he doesn't have any more.
So sometimes people ask, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And too much to our surprise, I saw an article, and Clovis said, what came first, the ale or the trail?
Ooh.
And Clovis is officially trying to claim that they have an ale trail. But for people that are not local,
they're full of shit.
Clovis used to have train tracks. So again, almost 20 years ago, they took out said train tracks and they put bike paths or paved lanes that you could walk or ride bikes. And it just so happens that almost every Clovis brewery's within is along said path, which it branches off and goes different directions. Interesting. And stuff. So now, you know, it's not just that, you know, a collection of breweries in an area, but there's a physical trail that people could go along to access all these breweries. And I'm just kind of like, well, crap. That's a little bit more thought out than what we had going. It's a physical trail that you can find breweries on. And I don't know, which maybe the article explains, but I don't know if any of those breweries thought of that, or now they just go, yeah, that's what we signed up for.
What started first, the ale or the trail? I don't do a Robert Stack, so. And solve Clovis mysteries.
Which I want to say the first place would have been hop, which maybe that was a small fraction of their business, was people could come off the bike trail and hop into their brewery, but
yeah, Clovis is really into their bikes.
I don't know if anybody else on that trail had that active thought of like, oh, hey, look what's right there.
We talked about it. I remember when they first opened, we're like, oh, yeah, it's right by the bike trail. Oh, yeah, you can just bike right up here. And then years go by and not one person ever did it.
So funny thing was, is when I lived in Clovis, I used to bike up that trail, and that was the point that we turned around, because we would go up to there, and then we would...
Nothing good past here.
We'd go up to Hernan and Willow to hit Jamba Juice. I mean, that's what we did. It was before...
There's a brewery up here. Why don't we just go to Jamba, bro? Yeah. It's a pretty cool brewery.
And by the time Pendragon popped up, I lived in Northwest Fresno, not as bikeable of a distance.
Little did you know that most breweries would eventually turn into Jamba Juices with the hazies.
With the hazies.
It's just
the bunch of orange Julius, bro.
Citrus squeeze? Am I at a Jamba Juice or a brewery? Am I right?
Can you name your orange Julius now that they're gone?
Oh, man. Yeah. Is that like public domain now? Orange Julius Brewery?
All hazy.
You just spell Julius with a like J-E-W. Julius. Orange Julius Brewery. Julius.
G-E-U.
Julius.
Okay. Are you guys ready for more culture?
Hey, Matt, stop Nick from doing culture stuff.
Mikey's Craft Brewing Company.
I'm going to text Karen right now. Mikey's Craft Brewing Company. I'm texting.
Mikey's Craft Brewing Company.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm texting Karen. Karen?
Mega Mango.
Strawberry World. Do I have tech? Karen's text? Karen, can you get Nick off the microphone right now? Signed
Matcha
Mikey.
Green Tea Blast.
Yeah, matcha Green Tea IPA.
That sounds great. Competitive arts used to be in the Olympics.
What?
There's like a chef's hat has exactly 100
Who can draw plates. Who can draw the fastest mountain range?
That's right.
Go.
Stop signs used to be yellow.
All right, Jesus. Am I gonna have to go over there, like? I don't have dual channel. I can't turn off Nick and yes. leave Matt on. It's either one or the other. I can't turn them both off or one off.
This Damn. Is the best day of my life right here.
I don't know that we're going to make it to 400, guys. Doesn't look good.
We're pulling the plug early.
I mean, if we quit here, we're on the top, right?
Yeah
we'll be peak. Legend.
Those guys that stopped right at 397.
It's better to burn out than fade away.
They would have gotten a $5 million bonus if they had just done 400 shows, but they stopped.
Whoa. You never told us about this.
Yeah, I'll shut up now.
No, that's a rumor. That's the beer guy rumor that they talk about.
I will close my tab about 100 unique facts.
Do you guys have anything else, or can I go yet? Am I allowed to say anything yet?
It better be cooler than what we said. That's all I got to say.
I might have... This is one I'm just going to wait till
Actually,
next week
I have
now.
One more thing.
Okay. That's good. Good. Go ahead. I can't wait.
Oh, I forgot it. Sorry.
No beers you're looking out for, guys?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
I sent it to you guys. There's Biatchwood in town. I want it.
No, it's not really in town. It's in Clovis.
Ooh.
It's out of town.
And you wonder why tonight's show has gone crazy, and you give us things like that. It's in Fresno County. That's all that matters.
Unfortunately. Clovis messes up Fresno County's numbers all the time.
How about Bike Dog's new double IPA, Wake Up the Sun?
How about it?
I'd like to look out for that.
All right.
That's all I got saved in my save. That's all I got. That's all I got. The rest is random facts. The world's most random facts.
I'm sure the listeners, maybe somebody's going to talk about the Hillsboro Hops thing that happened with the Friday night virtual get it crew. They all put on, they all got these hats.
They all had the hats.
From the minor league team, the Hillsboro Hops.
All right.
Hops are the mascot.
Explain this to me like I'm five.
So there's a baseball team in Oregon called the Hillsboro Hops. They're a, I believe they're a single A team.
Okay.
I believe. And I think they're the Arizona Diamondbacks single A team.
Oh.
And their mascot is the Hops. They wisely chose Hops because, you know, Oregon, Hops area.
What's the threat level of a hop?
Threat level?
How afraid of a hop are you?
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to go up against the Hops, man. That's scary. They're intimidating as hell.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it happened. I don't know if we're gonna get an explanation later or not, but at least the virtual get it crew, at least nine of them.
Are you saying we're not a part of the secret club that we initiated?
Yep, we're not involved in it, which I love. The virtual get it crew is taking off on their own thing. They have their own show. Live show every Friday night. You want to get involved in it, you can. Look at the show notes. Click on the Discord, the Loggerline channel. Then you're in there, and then you can, on Fridays, you can get the Zoom credentials and get in on it yourself. But, yeah, so they all got together, and they all got the hat, the Hillsboro hat. And then they took a picture, and then the Hillsboro Hops guys saw it, and they commented, and they said, it's cool. So I don't know how that started, but they have official hats now.
Snappy.
So I imagine any perfect poor listener can just walk into a Hillsboro Hops game and just like, hey, bro, industry.
Industry. Free beers till the seventh inning.
Yep. Yeah, I wonder what kind of beers they serve there. Gotta check that out. I'm looking out for Slice Beer Company and Blackstack Brewing collab for a beer called Hit the Gas. It is a hazy triple IPA.
I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an
awesome label. I mean, Slice always comes through with really good labels. And that's one to look out for. But by the way, black IPAs are already over, guys. I'm still seeing people like, hey, black IPAs, huh? Is this a thing? Is this coming back? No, it's gone and passed. I think the black IPAs should be seasonal beers, and that's it. Because it's sort of exciting right now because they're still kind of hard to get. They're like this popular thing this year, but they're also not that easy to find. I found one, but so just keep them, you know, don't get crazy with them because there's a reason that black IPAs went away. Nobody is buying them. So, you know, don't get all
abused our privileges.
Yeah, don't get over your skis, breweries, and be like, let's just start making a bunch of black IPAs. Don't do it because you're going to eat it. Just make a batch and it'll be really cool because it'll be exclusive and hard to get. And then you can make it again next year and it'll be fun. So I'm just telling everyone, just don't get crazy with the black IPA comeback. Just be like, all right, we made a couple batches. We had fun. We'll see it again. Maybe we'll do it again next year and you can, you know, build some momentum that way. I'm going to talk about member only breweries and do it. What time is it? Jesus Christ. All right. I'm going to do it. So there's this brewery. So this may be a emerging trend is member only breweries. And there's one in the Santa Cruz area and it's called Private Press Brewing. And he's sort of set it up like a private, you know, like he's very record centric of like, you know, making a pressing, exclusive pressing of records. This is like an exclusive brewery, and it is only members get the beer. There's no tap room. There's no distribution.
You get a commemorative jacket with the
maybe
with your membership.
It's just one guy who he's actually the married to one of the Santa Adarius owners, and but he's doing his own thing, and he has this private brewery called Private Press Brewing. He releases 10 beers a year to 600 members. He has 600 private 10 members.
10 beers?
Mm-hmm. And they pay those 600 members pay $300 a year, and he gives them 10 beers. I guess they're, you know, I assume they're like, you know, corked and cage, kind of big, what, Magnum bottles, whatever you call them. And they're all like barrel aged. So he makes the beer at a brewery like Faction. He usually does it at Faction. He does the actual tank work at a brewery. And then once that's done, he puts them in barrels, and he has a spot in the Santa Cruz area that he just keeps them in this, like, whatever, I assume some sort of industrial complex spot. And then when that beer is ready, he sends it out to his 600 members. If they're in California, he ships it to them. If they're not in California, they have to figure out, either they have to come get it there at his spot, or they have to figure out how they're going to get it sent to him. That's how he makes his living. It's all the beer labels are inspired by jazz albums. He calls them threads. These beers he makes, they're threads. So it's just all, you know, super cool and stuff. This is Brad Clark and Private Press Brewing. So he says he's not opening up to more people. So it's like 600 people get it. So I don't know if like somebody drops off and he's like, well, I got one spot open. Who wants it? But I don't know how much overhead that is, but like, I think I did the math and it's like, whatever, $300 times 600 or whatever, or I don't know how, but it's like, he's making like $1,600, $1,800 a year gross. I don't know what he ends up having to, you know, spend or whatever, but it seems like if you're a brewer that like just likes to make the beer and, you know, wants to make a living off making your beer, but doesn't want to deal with all the tap room hoopla and distribution hoopla, it seems like a pretty cool way to go. You know, if you can find breweries that'll let you make beer in their tanks. It seems like maybe this is going to get more. There's like about a half a dozen breweries around the country that are doing this private brewery system. So just something to look out for. Let's see. Where is the article? It's on punchdrink.com. Look at members only brewery, punchdrink.com. Search it out. You can read it too. All right. I think we're going to get out of this culture segment, guys.
No,
we're going to do more. It.
Hold on. Stay here for a while.
If I can get the right bumper. I know. If I can get the right bumper music.
Red baby buggy bumper.
Red baby buggy bumper.
Bugged. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Hey,
you can get on the show if you didn't like that first half of the show. You're like, man, I've got some ideas for you guys. Well, here you go. Yeah. You can do it. You know you won't. Well, you won't. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line. You can, that's just a voice. It just goes straight to voicemail. And you can leave a message for us and tell us whatever the hell it is you need to tell us. Or you can record it yourself on your smartphone and email it to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. And that's what these people did. And let's see who's up.
All right. What's up? Hey guys, what's
Sunday fun day, better than a Monday. There is only one way, and that is the drunk way.
Yay! It's Sunday.
It's Con and Janine.
We're not really drunk. We just had one beer, but sometimes that one beer on a Sunday is one thing that kicks your life into overdrive.
What's a fun song?
Yeah, if you like the show, you know. So anyway, I noticed something. So I like to sit around with my Surface and look at it. And so I use Untappd on my Surface quite a bit. So it's obviously a desktop version of Untappd. But there's some Easter eggs in there that aren't on the phone app, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So there's something called Loyal Drinker. So if you go to a brewery on your desktop.
And you go to a specific beer.
Yeah, Mikey, open your browser. And so you go to a specific beer at that brewery. Then it shows you the top loyal drinkers.
The top 12.
Yeah, the top 12 drinkers of that beer, or at least people that have checked in.
Not necessarily drinkers, but people that check it in.
Yeah, so we decided that we're really creepy and we wanted to stalk you guys. So we went on each one of your, we went to Zach's page, your guys' favorite spot, and we figured out who was the loyal drinkers.
We looked up exactly Mosaic, for example.
Yeah, correct us if we're wrong, but I feel like that was one of their more popular beers. I don't know, but so yes, we did exactly Mosaic, and Mikey was number 2 on the loyal drinkers list,
and Matt was number 3.
Yeah, and guess who was number 9?
Wow. Nick,
the stunt man.
Oh,
and this guy named Dickhead Sonny L.
I wrote that down, but
was so number 1.
Sonny L was number 1. He's yeah. So he checked in 11 times.
Oh, you wrote Dickhead. Oh.
Yeah, I was just fucking around. And then honorable mention on the Zax was
Fontana Jim.
Fontana Jim.
He was like number 12.
What's up, Jim?
And the same with Chocotasso. But on Chocotasso, Mikey was number 1.
Number 1.
Wow. And Chu was number 4. Mm-hmm. And Fontana Jim was 12.
Yep. Way to go, guys. Sporting your stuff.
And then we realized you could see the liked breweries. So you can see who's liked what breweries, for example.
Yeah, so this one actually is available on mobile, but you just have to kind of scroll through, find the liked breweries on your friend's profile page. But we found some little...
we had to clean it up. I had to unlike Coors and New Belgian.
Yes, so we
and we stalked you guys a little bit, and we noticed that all three of you still like Lagunitas.
Boom.
What? So just so you know.
What? What? It's all good.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was like in 2012 or some shit when you guys liked that stuff. So
it was before they were buyout. Get it.
We're not telling you what to do, but clean up your list.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Sunday.
Denver.
Fun day.
Wow. I'm not upset. I like this new ending. Sunday.
I'm not afraid to admit that I like Lagunitas.
I am. I have not bought a Lagunitas since the 100% buyout.
Oh, no, they're not talking about buying one. They're talking about Untappd secret analytics that tell people things you like and have checked into. And they're saying we still have likes on like Lagunitas in our Untappd. Mm-mm. The like button is still checked.
I got to fix that shit.
That's what they're saying. Clean it up. Clean up your Untappd.
Clean up your Untappd.
Do some time for some spring cleaning.
Or you get dragged out in the street on the perfect pour.
What's up, guys? Hey, what's going on? Hey, it's Florida Steve.
Hey.
Long time talk. I know, but I have a reason why I am emailing you a call. We have winners, plural, for the February Untapped Top Pour Netgator Contest. That's right, guys. Wow. I have multiple winners, not just one. I've got multiple. I went through a lot of the check-ins from multiple listeners, and I found some creative ones. I really did, and some of them really impressed me. And I had to kind of break them down into three different categories, and also I had to pick an overall winner.
Because we I guess we'll just get started. Right, guys?
As far as the most creative, it has to be Ants with Baby Yo from Third Space Brewing Company, and that is an American IPA. He used multiple Baby Yoda props, aka Grogu, for this check-in of the beer, and it was definitely the most creative. I didn't think he had that much Baby Yoda stuff on hand to use, but he did. It was great. The funniest check-in had to be from Radar. This was early on in February, and he did a very funny check-in of Atticus Atlas Batch Number 3. It's a triple IPA from Parrish Brewing Company, and he kind of did a yellow snow picture. I'll kind of leave it at that. You guys can check it out on Untappd and see what he did. And then we have the most local check-in from Dopey83, a.k.a. Nick Cologne. Most local would be from Chocolate Strawberry Legendary Milk Stout from Due South Brewing. It is a milk stout. He used chocolate-covered strawberries and strawberries in the background of this beer. It was very creative. I was very impressed with what he did. It was very impressive. I really liked it a lot. Now, the overall winner, I have to give it to Dopey again. Nick, you went above and beyond with this contest at the end. You checked in to Coconut Chaos from River Styx Brewing, which is a double imperial stout. And he did a whole green screen background of the beach. And he even got some a toast and a comment from River Styx Brewing itself. So you gotta hand it to Nick that him being that creative with a green screen and kind of superimposing a beach into this check-in of this beer. Hats off to you, man. All three of you guys, Radar, Ants, and Nick, you guys are getting neck gators. I'm giving all three of you neck gators. So three gators are going to you guys. Going forward, I'm going to kind of change it up. I'm not doing a contest for March. What I'm going to do is any untapper, any listener to the Perfect Pour who is willing to send me a box of beer for the month of March, not only will I open this box on the United Craft Beer Forum live, I will also send you beer in return, and I will include a Netgator in the box. Ooh. So there you go, guys. Nice. Open invitation to send me beer. So listeners, Perfect Porians, Untappers, cheers. And I will wait for any word of if I'm going to get any beer. Sweet. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Florida.
Thanks for it, Steve. He's done a contest, so we let him go long. Not supposed to go that long, guys. Just so you know, if you're a new listener. But thanks for doing that contest. Enjoy your perfect top pour neck gators, bro.
got some voicemail still.
Ordering the perfect pour, chew your beer. Hopefully it doesn't get too noisy, Holmes. I'm in the drive-thru car wash, so I figured I'd leave you a voicemail, homie. Who thinks like that, any? Anyways, Holmes, quick thing. You guys were talking about dad beers. My pops, me growing up, he drank Tecate, Holmes, but what I really, really remember is 7-7. Seagram's 7 with 7-Up, Holmes. That was his drink of choice. Nowadays, he drinks mainly a Modelo here or there. He kind of laid off because after the heart attack, he can't be drinking, Holmes. But, you know, again, you got a second chance at life. You might as well enjoy it to the fullest. So he'll have a beer, and that's about it.
It's on his windshield now.
Once again, I apologize for the noise. Who the hell makes a voicemail while doing a drive-thru car wash?
So, yeah, me. Listen, perfect pour.
Also, Matt, you brought up the thing about neighbors and social media taking that away from you. I think I kind of disagree with you because even though I'm part of social media, I still have communication with my neighbors, Holmes. I barbecue. I drop off plates. We hang out. We drink beer in the cul-de-sac. We talk about work. We talk about our kids. It's still like it used to be back in the days, Holmes. And I think it has a lot to do with you or your neighbors, Holmes. It's whoever takes the initiative to move the relationship past just being neighbors, Holmes. For instance, my kids, I have a neighbor on my left that is a senior citizen. His name's Robert. Love the guy. He's a grouchy ass old man, but he's a cool dude. I smoke cigars with him. My kids take his trash cans out and they put it back in, Holmes. So, my neighbor on my left, Gustavo, cool dude. He runs a Ross. He's a store director for a Ross. His wife is, also a store director for, Macy's. Cool people, Holmes. We hang out. We drink beers. They like to drink wine. I drink my beer. My neighbor in front of me, his name is George. He's got two kids and a daughter in college. And what do? All we do is sit there and complain about college fees, homie. So it's up to you to make that. Like the Garage Boys, Holmes, those are all neighbors. And look how their relationships got together, Holmes. So I think one has to take the initiative to do more than just be a neighbor that gnaws at each other, Holmes. I don't know what else I'm trying to say. Just trying to fill up some gaps, some time. It was nice hearing from Brian Beagle on the perfect show, on the perfect pour show. And who made that happen?
Perfect.
Chew your beer, Holmes. Other than that, I've been sipping on Beechwood and Pizza Port collabo. The Retreat IPA, amazing beer essay. Go out and get it if you can find it. Also, Chew Your Beer myself. I'm getting my hands on some Fieldworks essay. So thanks to Vinny. He's a listener of the show, a follower on Twitter. Saw him post some Fieldworks and made some shit happen, Holmes. He's getting some North Park, some Highland Park, some Beechwood, and I'm getting some Fieldworks, Holmes. So that's how you do it. I said, all right, the blower's starting to blow, and it's time for me to go. Is it true, your beer? You have to watch, y'all. Peace out, eh? I'm car washing.
I can't remember Chew doing a Scotty B line before. But yeah. Next time you're in a car wash, you've got time to call us. So thanks, Chew. Thanks for your beer relationship stuff. Okay. We've got an email from the Fontana Jim. You can email us too. You don't have to necessarily do audio. Says that he's been busy, hasn't had time to call in. The Fontana Jim is too busy. He has an update on his contest, Garage Boys March Madness contest. That's going on too. We got the Florida Steve contest just ended for the moment. Now we've got the Garage Boy March Madness contest. There's still time to get in. Reminder, you need to put the ounces of your check-in in the ABV. And the ABV, you get more points for bigger servings of bigger beers. DM me on Untappd so I can add you to a separate Untappd group. Where are all the Florida reps? Not sure what the Jazz and Ant are kicking in, but my piece of the prize will be a Bottle Logic pastry stout from my personal cellar. So there you go. That's the Fontana Jim. If you want to get on in on his contest, DM him on Untappd and you can be in. And that's those. Let's see if we've got any traditionals.
Can you hear me, guys? Can you hear me?
Catch, you didn't have time for us.
First off to Nick. Nick, I will get the Garage Boy Invitational Planning Committee together, and we'll see what we can do about that June 19th to 20th weekend. A little pebble in the shoe if Mikey was thinking of coming down. That Sunday is the Father's Day in June. So we'll see what we're doing. Got to get the planning committee together. I don't know how many DMs I've got for everybody to get into the Fontana Jim's Garage Boy Invitational March Madness contest. I'm going to put a couple people in that just should be in because you know you're going to be in there. That's Chew Your Beer, some of the Florida reps. I guess I'll put the brothers in because that's, yeah, that'll be kind of fun. But here's the challenge I want to issue to everybody. I'd like other podcasts that listen to The Perfect Pour. You know who you are, Beer Night in San Diego, SD Beer Talk, maybe even the Unfiltered Gentleman. I bet the beerists listen to you guys, too. Send me a DM in the old Untappd so I know where in the hell your IDs are. It's the Fontana Jim. Come find me. Send me a DM. Make me an Untappd friend, and we'll keep track of this contest. Now, I've got a spreadsheet. I spit it all out. I do the spreadsheets for the work, so it's not that difficult. But I decided with the group text on me and some of the Garage Boys that we need to up the ante. And in honor of Pliny the Younger being released and most of us not being able to get it, there will be a 15% bonus in your score if you check in an Imperial IPA or a Triple IPA. Now, as a caveat to that, since this is a craft beer podcast, any buyout beer listed as a buyout beer, minus, sorry, homie, minus. You're going to get a 15% discount on your score. It ain't going to be worth as much because that beer just isn't worth as much. So, recap, the Fontana Jim, send me a DM in the end tab, slide in there, give me some indication that you want to be in this fun contest. You'll be getting some special beers from the Garage Boys as a collective. We'll figure out how to get all those together. And I think that's all I have, guys. I'm driving the old car on my way home from work. I was just listening to the live broadcast, and I wanted to call in. Keep up the good work, guys. Fontana.
Hey, Fontana. All right. That's that contest, man. Contest is really encouraging heavy drinking, which is cool. One more voicemail.
Hey, guys. I'm driving.
What is Steve at the game?
Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve. What's going on, guys? Hey,
oh, it is Florida.
I'm sending another voicemail if you haven't already listened to my other one yet. I'll kind of let you guys get to that. But I want you guys to know, and I want three individuals know, that they have beer on their way. Yeah, there's beer going to the Pacific Northwest and also to the Northern Midwest. Pittsburgh Tom, you're getting beer, dude. Woo. You got 10 different beers coming your way that Whoa. My friend Nick and I have selected. We each went 5-5 on them, so some enjoy them. And then two individuals in the Pacific Northwest, you have Kent and Lori. Kent and Lori, hey, you got 10 beers coming your way too. Again, Nick and I split the amounts. We went 5-5. There, in both boxes, there's a select
beers from Civil Society and Three Sons. So, yeah. Both Kent and Lori, and also Pittsburgh Tom. You guys got beer on your way. I just want to let you know that I just got done at the post office, and they're on their way. So that's all I got, guys. Cheers. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Florida.
I feel like we're going to have to start our... We have to have the listeners start a contest podcast where it's all contest talk. It's just everyone just talking about contests. Thanks everyone for Joe calling into the show and giving us content. We appreciate it. Call us again next week as we approach our 400th. episode. Maybe you have a suggestion on what you think we should do for the 400th. I mean, we have a plan, but we'll listen to any feedback you have as well for episode 400.
I have Google. I could come up with as many random facts as we need.
That's what you want to do for the 400th? Just random facts as we drink beer.
Random facts.
Random facts show. Well, not that bad of an idea. Coming soon to the Dorktown Network.
Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, I've got so much liquid on the from that beer opening that it's on my phone and I can't.
I love gold.
I recognize my thumb. This is a new beer. It's I'm gonna say this might be a Fontana Gin beer because it's from Green Cheek Brewery. Down there in the Southern Californias, just one thing, Mosaic DDH Dippa. I mean, freaking Mosaic. It's probably a little bit old by now, but if it's Fontana and Jim dropped off, but it smells delicious. Sorry, the aroma is delicious. Oh, that's good. Damn, Green Cheek. No, I'm not going to. Oh, there is a date. I wouldn't think they would even bother dating. Oh, shit. It's old. That's still good. I mean, I can tell it's old. Now that I know that it's old, I can tell it's old. But it's from November.
Oh. What year?
Last year. Still last year.
Oh, okay.
The Nick 80 on Untapped. What did you drink this week?
You're funny. You act like I check things
in. Now you're kind of funny, too. He got down there, said, come on down the bar. He got down there, said, what you want? Last call for alcohol. Did you have one bourbon?
I don't think I have anything.
No.
What?
Do you have one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer?
Yeah, except minus the beer.
Just bourbon and scotch week.
Just a bourbon and scotch. I do not recall having any beer.
Oh. Did you see George Thorogood get it all?
Yeah, he was speaking to me.
George, what should I do here? You and your pal, Buddy Weiser, wasn't...
Yeah. Circle back.
So you just you wasted a week of your life. That's fine. Matt.
Yeah.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Who's Matt?
What about me?
Did you drink beers this week? I feel like you had an outing. I feel like there was an old school pre-pandemic style outing.
I guess I'm eager to share. For Marlow Artesian Ales, I had that beer at Spokeasy on Sunday. I had a Pizza Pals sandwich and one of those, and it was good. A stout from there does not exist. It was sessionable as well, I think in the neighborhood of 5%. From Machine Head, I had Down on the Upside, Crone Wolf, Signal Fire, and a bunch of repeats. Some Uba Dangs from New Glory.
New label, old label?
Yeah, which label was it?
It was 19.2s, so they were old label.
Old label.
Vintage.
Some General Shermans. And that's about it, yeah.
Mm. What about Mad Duck? Was there a Mad Duck beer in there?
Sure.
All right. I drink beer. Find me Dorktown on Untappd. I had from, this was exciting because our friend Tony Bags, he's out there repping the There Does Not Exist brewery. Well, he's got it into the market now. And I think Matt might have talked about it last week. So I was able to get all the There Does Not Exist lineup of beers he's got there. Very metal, the can art. It's very metal, very,
really?
Yeah, you're expecting to have, try and decipher the name of the band through looking at the label, death metal will be like the name of the band will be like, it's so ingrained in the logo. You just got to try and pull it out of there. Very, very cool can art. And, Dream Realm is a Pilsner, a hoppy Pilsner. That is a very good beer. I like when the Pilsners are hoppy. Also, another Central Coast beer. I had a Lucky Day IPA from Central Coast Brewing. I had the Deschutes. Speaking of Deschutes, I had the Wowza. Wowza. Mm-hmm. The low-calorie hazy. Wowza. That's a good beer if you like to do the low-cal thing. I was very excited that House of Pendragon had some beer at the market, so I didn't have to go to Clovis. I've been wanting to have House of Pendragon for a while, but I just don't like going out to Clovis for it. Well, they had it at the market. Yeah. So I had the, I know, from House of Pendragon, the New England IPA. It's very good. I also had a new glory, Cause and Reflect IPA. That's a good beer. And the Humble Sea Socks and Sandals, and they had it at Whole Foods. That was the first time I've seen Humble Sea outside of Out of the Barrel. And enjoyed. That's always a great beer. And so, did I have this? Oh, no, that was on the show last week. So, yeah, that was my week of drinking. Follow us all on Untappd for the zany Untappd antics of the perfect boy. Nobody's opening up a beer before we go? Or just so you know, you're running out of time.
Oh. Darn.
Cheers.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Hello. Cheers to Steve and Zach for the new bottle opener in my collection. Cheers to Bearded Brewer 87 for the tasty, tasty XPAs.
He's waving.
Mount Whitney style. He's waving.
Industry beer.
Yeah. Cheers to Ants and Al Green for their birthdays last week.
All right. Matt?
Cheers out to the Friday Night Get It crowd. I was able to join in.
Oh, you did?
This last Friday.
Nice. What time? Yeah,
every once in a while I join him.
What time period were you in there at? Because it's got a... That whole Friday Night Get It... Virtual Get It, it's got a whole thing, man. It starts at like 5 and then it can go for a long time. And, you know, it's a different vibe whenever time you join in. So I'm curious what time slot were you in there?
What's your time slot?
I mean, I work all days, so it had to have been after 9 or later when I joined, so... So it was past midnight for some people.
Yeah. That's a heavier West Coast listenership on the late night ones. The early ones, heavy Florida reps and East Coasters on that one.
Some Canadians, don't forget them.
Wow.
Oh. The Canada does. Go Canucks, eh?
Yeah.
So you weren't part of that hop, the Hillsboro Hops hat? You don't have a Hillsboro Hops hat, Matt?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
If you like the drawing, the Friday Night Zooms, look at the show notes. There's a link to the logger page on the thing, the app with the thing. Just look for it. The Discord.
Just look for Logger.
Come on, man. You can have some fun on there. Cheers to our golden gods, the Perfect Pour. They donate money to us every month on Patreon via the website Patreon. Thank you guys. You pay our bills, so we highly appreciate it. And even you might buy us a beer once in a while here, so. Thanks to all our golden gods through all the years and ones that are current. Thank you for the help, man. It's very appreciated. If you'd like to become a golden god, you can hear the bonus to being a golden god. You can hear the tailgate audio. Oh my gosh. Things we say in the tailgate cannot be repeated the here. Things we say. Also cheers to, I would like to also cheers Ants and Chew for their recent birthdays. Chew Your Beer just had a birthday like yesterday. No, here it's Friday. I think Chew has birthday yesterday, and then Ants had his birthday last week. So cheers to you guys. Everyone that shares the show on their own social media, really appreciate it. It's only pretty much your word of mouth. / your social media is how we can only way we can really grow. So it's all up to you. So thank you guys. Everyone that reads drinkingandthinking.substack.com on the Saturdays, hopefully. Thank you guys. And just, Beer Night in San Diego just hit their 300th. Ooh. Cheers to Beer Night in San Diego, man.
I remember 300.
Oh, and we got almost forgot. We got a new Apple Podcast review. We have not gotten one for quite some time.
Yeah. And
somebody reviewed us. Now, what do you guys think? Do you guys think it's negative?
One star, not my style.
You think it's negative or positive? Where are you gonna go? Like give me a guess. What do you think? Negative or positive?
One star, not my style. If at first you don't succeed, try beer again.
I fucked up. Sorry.
Hey,
that was like Nick.
That was me.
That was the Nick 80.
Is that what I sound like?
That's what you sound like, man. I actually played it as I'm trying to go into the show here. The Perfect Pour on Apple Podcasts. Let's see. All right. This is from Don't Bother 9. 5 stars. Only one I listen to these days. Mix of knowledge and humor. They don't take themselves too seriously, which I like. The best beer podcast.
Wow.
So thanks, Don't Bother 9.
If we took ourselves seriously, we'd probably be very rich.
Maybe. Thank you. So anyone that can get on your Apple Podcast, and you don't have to use Apple Podcasts for your podcast listening. You just have to have it.
Review us.
Go in there, review us, give us some 5 stars, say what you want, and you get on the show. Just like that.
Move along.
Then move along. All right, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Be safe.
Maybe.
Keep it safe. Even in Texas, still got to keep it safe.
Sanitize.
Check your dates. Turn over the can.
Oh.
It's old. Turn the can. Like this old green cheek mosaic. Turn it over.
Turn the can. Burp, burp, burp.